The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, many of our listeners will be aware of the case that we have covered concerning Caitlin, who was sexually assaulted by another UCD student. And following the assault, images were shared among the student body and faculty. Yesterday on the show, Ciara spoke to doctors working within the healthcare system who had expressed their concerns over UCD's handling of the case. Well, today, the UCD student body came out in their thousands at a public protest to join those concerns and to show solidarity with Caitlin. Caitlin, we should say, is not her real name. With us now in studio is Matt Meehan, Student Union Vice President and Education Officer with UCD Student Union. Matt, thanks indeed for coming into us. How big was the protest today?
The closest figure we have now from UCD Estates is close to the figure of 4,000 students. So huge turnout, and it's really spectacular to see.
What prompted you to organise this protest?
So the union, when it comes to Caitlin's particular case, has been in the depths involved with it since the beginning. We had exhausted all internal resources. Every single year, every single sabbatical team tried, and they tried their best, and nothing worked. And so until this had hit the media, I'm going to be honest, we didn't see light for Caitlin at the end of the tunnel. And now with the turnout, and with the public outcry that has been seen, we may be able to now finally get something for this poor, poor victim at the end of it.
What is your criticism of UCD and their handling of this?
I think that this speaks to what is kind of a larger issue, which is when the system is truly stress tested, when the cases become complex, the system fails. It's easier to get a victim to take a compromise than to really confront institutional failure. And there's multiple instances that students have approached us and we've helped throughout the year. Some of them have led their way to the media. But this situation is dark. It's stark. It's abhorrent, but it's not isolated.
Interesting you say it's not isolated. So other students have come forward to seek help from the student union body in particular?
So there's some students who've just came forward just to share their stories in solidarity. Some students who had tried using the support services and tried and were beginning to give up are now approaching the students union to see if we can offer the help that we've been able to offer Caitlin.
And what help can you offer? Because it's very difficult for you guys. You're students as well. You're young. I'm presuming you're not trained in this area, or am I wrong?
So we would receive some high level training from the likes of the DRCC at the start of our term. But you are completely right here. This is a situation where the students have become the teachers, and it's not necessarily appropriate. We're not the experts in sexual violence. We're not the appropriate people to do it. But at the end of the day, the system is failing so hard that it's falling onto our shoulders. And it speaks to the work that we are willing to put in for our student body, but it speaks largely to the failures that never should have come across our desks to begin with.
The case of what happened to Caitlin is extraordinarily shocking, but it's equally shocking maybe that you're saying this isn't an isolated case.
So it is extreme. And the level of sophistication and the level of arrogancy throughout this case, it's unique to it. The details of this case are unique. But when it comes to the situation of a victim being given a huge amount of administrative burden to be met with legal obstruction, all of these matters, that's not neutrality from the university side. And that's multiple victims have came forward of different forms of sexual assault, sexual violence. And I had that same experience of institutional protection really impacted their ability to feel believed and feel supported.
You've obviously been dealing with Caitlin since for quite some time. How is she doing at the moment? Because obviously there's been a big media interest in recent weeks. We ourselves spoke to her. I know she was featured her story was featured on Primetime last night. It must be extremely difficult for her. How is she coping?
I will say to Caitlin that I speak to her nearly every day, And every single day, I'm just astonished by her strength. I've been able to have a brief conversation with her since, and it's put a small tear in my eye. Just the small conversation that we did have, because in a world where she felt so unsupported, I think today we really did prove that wrong, and that the whole nation is behind her. And when it comes to it, this is no longer a David versus Goliath situation of Caitlin versus a billion euro institution. This is students as a whole standing up now. This is the nation standing up as a whole.
So the sheer volume of people there today was a comfort to her, you believe?
Yes. I think the people standing in support, friends and strangers and colleagues from across the university, from across the country, really did make her feel some way supported after a long time.
What do you want to see at this stage from UCD? What do you hope for?
So we, as the union, we'd sent over a list of 9 demands, and we'd sent them over to, about a week ago. We see them as the bare minimum the institution can do to rectify what is a complete loss of distrust from its community. So we expect that we'll have constructive conversation around those demands. But when it comes to, I think this is shown and the protest is shown today, is that universities need to be taking sexual violence just as serious as its students are. We shouldn't become the teachers. This should never have been handed across onto our desk. And so we'd like to see that the universities across the country, UCD taking a lead on it, on sexual violence, on image-based sexual assault, their guidance should not be coming from the SU.
There was an event planned for today by UCD, the Equality, Diversity and Inclusion 10-year celebration. The event was going to include keynote speakers and deal with the area of inclusion, equality, diversity and so on. It has been postponed. Do you think that's a recognition by UCD that things need to change?
I think that it is at least a recognition of how angry this has made its community. When it comes to like the principles of equality and inclusion, like they can't be preached in a glossy report. It is times like this where we see the difference between rhetoric and reality. And so it was nice to see the university finally recognise that now is not the time for celebrations. I hope that UCD really does see that students will always support the principles of equality, diversity, inclusion. The whole community will. This was never about those principles, but it was about celebrating them before acting on them. And so I think what we need to see now is action from UCD on those principles before we see a celebration.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Matt Meehan, a Student Union Vice President, Education Officer as well at UCD. Thank you for talking to The Hard Shoulder. If you have been affected by this interview, help is available. You can contact the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre on their 24-hour national helpline on 1-800-77-8888. Now, UCD have sent us multiple statements while we've been covering this story over the last number of weeks. Just to give you a flavour of what they are saying, the university has a zero tolerance approach to bullying, harassment, sexual harassment and sexual misconduct, and takes these matters and the safety and well-being of students very seriously, acknowledges the deep distress and anguish that this shocking and abhorrent criminal activity is causing the student. The student has been supported by the head of the Student Advisory Services, who has offered ongoing support, regular meetings, check-ins and availability for additional support. When the criminal activity was brought to the attention of the school, the university immediately reported it to the Gardaí, and it fully supported and continues to support the Gardaí with their inquiries in an increasingly complex digital environment. We continue to seek to protect our students and staff, promote responsible behaviour, offer support and take action where we can, including referral to law enforcement.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.